First Peter chapter 5. I exhort the elders who are among you. I am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God that is among you, taking the oversight of it, not because you must, but willingly, not for filthy bribes, but with a ready mind, nor as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you'll receive a crown of glory that doesn't fade away. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves to the elder. Yes, all of you be subject to each other, and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so he'll lift you up in due time, casting all your care on him, because he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, like a roaring lion, walks around seeking whom he can devour, whom resists steady in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brothers that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you've suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and always. Amen. By Silvanus, a faithful brother to you, as I suppose, I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God in which you stand. The church that is at Babylon, elected together with you, greets you, and so doth Marcus, my son. Greet each other with a kiss of love. Peace be with you all who are in Christ Jesus. Amen.